Spiritual Formation Program Director at Dallas Theological Seminary, Dr. Paul Pettit, on the meaning of spiritual formation.
It's not one specific program or one specific set of steps, but it's the way God shapes us and molds us into the image of His Son. It's a term that has been used quite a bit in church history, and there's sort of a resurgence of it now, Tracy, in the church in North America, where instead of just programmatic levels at churches or just certain activities, we're talking about the holistic approach to becoming like Christ. The Word, other believers, the power of the Holy Spirit, how God uses all those things to shape us and mold us into His Son's image.
Dr. Pettit says the journey of spiritual formation begins with the necessary act of becoming a follower of Christ.
For someone to start a relationship with God, to even enter the family of God, to become a believer in Jesus Christ is the very first step. Obviously, that's salvation, that's justification, that's the point when all of our sins are forgiven. A wonderful moment when we trust Christ with the rest of our life and our past sins. But the process of spiritual formation is from that point forward. This is the point theologians call sanctification, where we're becoming like Christ. We're beginning to move away from patterns of sin. We're beginning to move away from the old lifestyle and the old habits, and we're asking God to, by the power of His Holy Spirit, through the Word of God, through other believers, mold us and shape us and change us into that glorious image of Jesus Christ.
As a sort of flashlight to expose contemporary Christianity, Pettit reviews the history of spiritual formation and its influence or lack thereof today.
What some church writers are saying now is we had become sort of in the 1930s, the 1940s, the 1950s, sort of programmatic. That is, you would come on Sunday morning, you would sit, you would listen. You know, we almost became spectators. And a lot of church leaders began to see that as a real problem, because the early church was on the move. The early church met in homes. The early church met in small groups. The trend over the last 30 or 40 years has been to get into more of an organic feel, where we're rubbing up next to other believers. You know, as Protestants, we believe in the priesthood of all believers. I think some of the church leaders are getting away from, let's not just hold a big service where one person is up in the front talking and everyone else is listening, and then we go home for the week, but more of a, what does this mean to follow Christ 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? What does this mean to follow Christ in the marketplace? You know, what does this mean as I'm a student, as I'm a parent? So that spiritual formation begins to affect the whole of our life. And we begin to see, I'm not just a Sunday morning Christian, I'm a Christ follower. I'm allowing the Spirit to invade my life and permeate my thinking and change my thinking.
One of the strong suits of contemporary effort in spiritual formation is the development of small groups. Dr. Pettit's book, Foundations of Spiritual Formation, A Community Approach to Becoming Like Christ, is a compilation of work of various experts addressing the issue. He himself writes that small groups are producing the ideal for Christian growth, as people become open and honest with one another. Practices such as scripture meditation, awaiting God in silence, denying oneself, and breaking bread together, just to name a few.
You know, when one had a need, they freely gave to another that had a need. And I think sometimes in our gated communities, we've walled ourselves off. For the 1990s, they talked about cocooning, where we just sat in our homes and watched TV and watched computer, and, you know, we had our microwave ovens. And I think the church is to be not a bag of marbles that clash into each other, but a bag of grapes where you stomp on us and we all, you know, mix together. So selflessness would be giving of myself in time, maybe giving of myself even in finances. If I see someone that has a need, maybe giving of myself, they need a car and I don't need this extra car, I have a room in my house, maybe I can put someone up for a period of time. So it's really practicing the body concept, you know, life together. Practicing, how can I help this brother out? How can I give of myself, maybe even anonymously? And I think God smiles when we practice selflessness, because when Jesus Christ put that towel over His arm and washed the disciples' feet, He showed us, He gave us a model. This is what true Christianity looks like.
Dr. Pettit tells us that spiritual formation is about being counterculture.
Jesus told His disciples, watch out, the Gentiles, that's the rest of the world, they're going to lord it over you. You know, our society is into who's in power, who's got the most money, who's got the most authority. But Jesus Christ said, you descend into greatness. You become great in the kingdom by giving yourself away, by promoting Jesus Christ. You remember John the Baptist said, He must increase, but I must decrease. That's real spiritual formation.
It's pictured even in the incarnation as we approach Christmas, where
God left heaven, the perfection of heaven, and He humbled Himself and even entered into our dingy, dirty world. And we need to do that. You know, we need to reach a hand across the aisle. We need to ask a neighbor, hey, would you like to come over for Thanksgiving dinner? Maybe an international family who's here for a short period of time, would you join us for Thanksgiving dinner this year? Or someone that you know maybe has been laid off from work. This is an epidemic across our country. Every morning we're hearing about more and more layoffs, more and more foreclosures. And now is the time for the church to step up, Tracy. Now is the time when a watching world is saying, are believers in Jesus Christ really going to live what they proclaim? It's a shoe leather Christianity today. This person I know has been laid off, how can I help them? Can I reach out to them? You know, can I invite them over for some meals? Can I let them use my car while they go maybe look for a new job? Can I help them with their resume? This is a real time to band together as believers in Jesus Christ and be a witness to a watching world.
In Scripture, the Lord Jesus exemplifies spiritual formation as he's often seen moving away from the crowds, moving away from the publicity, and finding those who were really hungry for him.
We see a woman with an issue of blood, and she's been to many, many physicians, and he takes the time in the crowd to say, "Who touched me?" He sees someone who's a blind beggar beside the road, and the disciples say, hey, get away from him. This is Jesus coming through. Hey, get away. But Jesus says, no, these are the types of people. He stops, and he ministers to them. He gives us an example of reaching out to the less fortunate, reaching out to those who are hurting, reaching out to the broken. This is the pattern of spiritual formation. This is what Jesus emphasized is, I have come to those who are hurting. I have come for the least. And so it really goes against our culture. It goes against even our own mindset to be selfish and to work at allowing Jesus Christ to make us selfless.
Dr. Paul Pettit is director of the Spiritual Formation Program at Dallas Theological Seminary and author of Foundations of Spiritual Formation. Reporting for Primetime America, I'm Tracy Haney.